I'm April Cummings with your latest news. A developing story at this hour. A small vessel has been destroyed in an early morning boat fire in the Prospect area. Crews are still on the scene. No injuries have been reported so far. The Cayman Islands Fire Service was called out just after 5:30 this morning to reports of a vessel on fire where thick smoke and flames could be seen coming from the boat as it lay close to the shoreline. Firefighters appear to have largely knocked back the blaze, with images showing a badly damaged and partially submerged vessel. No official word yet on the cause of the explosion and fire, and again, officials haven't reported any injuries. Authorities are expected to, of course, carry out a full investigation once the site is declared safe. To the Sister Islands now, where the Cayman Islands Regiment spent the weekend in Cayman Brac signing up local reservists. The regiment's team set up at Marketplace Supermart, targeting 35 new recruits for this fifth intake, hoping to grow the Brac troop in particular. Major Paris Goldsbury spoke to the Sister Islands news agency.
Ultimately, we are here to serve the community. And so if that's something that somebody is interested in, they can absolutely do that here. We're mainly a reservist organization, so individuals can balance both their full-time employments, but if there's something different that they want to try, if, for example, they usually have a desk job, then we can provide that. We spend most of our time outdoors, hands-on, practical skills. You can learn all sorts of different things here.
Caymanians and permanent residents aged 18 to 50 can join with no military background, starting with a two-week basic course. Minister Nicholas DaCosta says the regiment can be called on for everything from road clearing to medical support after a storm.
If there's any medical emergencies, distribution of goods and supplies, assisting with field medics, anything that needs to be done, the regiment can be called on to assist.
You can find out more at info@ciregiment.ky, on the Cayman Regiment social media, and through the regiment page at rcips.ky. The Cayman Islands Department of Environment, meantime, is supporting Cayman Brac residents as they work to protect nesting sea turtles as the new season begins. Marine Research Officer Jane Hardwick says DOE staff traveled from Grand Cayman to host an information and training session for the island's volunteer turtle patrol.
We have an amazing volunteer group here in Cayman Brac, and we want to show our support and provide as much information and training as we can so that everybody here feels ready and they know what they're looking for and they know what they're doing when they hit the beaches and start looking for turtle activity.
Volunteers are assigned sections of the beach to walk at first light, documenting any signs of turtle nesting, so the turtle team can confirm nests and track numbers. Turtles are fully protected under the National Conservation Act, and poaching can bring hefty fines and even jail time. Anyone who wants to help or who sees suspicious activity is urged to contact the Cayman Brac Conservation Officer at 936-5923 or the Department of Environment. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Iran has threatened to retaliate against a planned US blockade of its ports, which is due to start in the coming hours. The Iranian military says it will continue to control the Strait of Hormuz and described Washington's actions as piracy. A joint report by two NGOs says the authorities in Iran executed more than 1,600 people last year. This is the highest number since 1989. Pope Leo says he had no fear of the Trump administration and will continue to speak out against war. His comments came after President Trump launched a scathing attack on the pontiff over his outspoken criticism of the US-Israeli war on Iran. He's making the first ever papal visit to Algeria. European leaders, including the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz and President Zelensky of Ukraine, have welcomed Peter Modjor's landslide victory in Hungary's election, unseating the longtime Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Mr. Orban was pro-Russia, but Moscow said it respected Hungary's choice and expected to continue its pragmatic contacts with the new leadership. Officials in northwest Pakistan say gunmen have killed a police officer deployed to protect a polio vaccination team. Four other officers were injured in the attack in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Police near the Indian capital Delhi have used batons and tear gas to disperse hundreds of factory workers who'd been demanding wage increases due to the rising cost of living. A Ghanaian footballer has been killed in an attack on his team's bus. Dominic Frimpong, who was 20, died after armed men, who are suspected to be robbers, ambushed the vehicle. The Philippines has accused Chinese fishermen of pouring cyanide in waters around the Spratly Islands in the disputed South China Sea. Manila says the poison's being used to deprive its troops of food by killing fish. BBC News.